have become more interested in Waynesboro history. And I think that Waynesboro, having Renfrew Museum and Park, is miraculous for a little town such as this. Renfrew has a wonderful collection of decorative arts. My hope is that as time goes by, we will be able to exhibit more of the decorative arts than are in the museum right now. We're trying to keep there things that are representative of Mrs. Nicodemus's collection, but we could put everything away and get out a whole new exhibit of everything. And I think that is interesting. I like to talk about Renfrew Museum, the mansion house, whatever they call it. I like to talk about it as the Royer Farmhouse, because while it certainly is not typical today, the way it's furnished, of a farmhouse, it was a farmhouse initially. That's what Mr. Royer built it for. And when you think that he was living in a two-story log house and then moved into this wonderful stone house, it is amazing that they could adapt to this. The children keep saying, well, where did they all sleep? Did they sleep in these beds? They don't understand that this is an exhibit rather than the actual furnishings of the house as it was. So I've had these years of being a guide. I've learned more and more about the collection at Renfrew, and also more and more about the history of Renfrew. And I like particularly James Smith's outlook, and I support that entirely, that we have a farmstead there. And this is my hope for Renfrew, that it keeps being developed as a farmstead, because that is the heritage, I think, that the children of Waynesboro ought to have. And they're getting it. We have nearly 3,000 people registered in the Institute for the spring term. And they are learning about a Pennsylvania German farmstead. And I think, since this is the heritage of nearly every child who lives in Waynesboro, a German heritage, Palatinate, I don't know, but at least German heritage, I think having the farmstead developed so they know what the house was like, what the milk house, the barn, and the Fahnestock house, the foundation for the grist mill, all of these things that made up the farmstead. And I think that is the future of Renfrew, being developed as a farmstead. And this needs to be carried out, the thing that we are like every other institution right now. We do not have the funds that we should have to do what we want to do. I think people think that Renfrew has all of the money in the world. But this, we're like every other institution that operates on invested funds, on endowments, with interest rates, what they are. We do not have as much money as we once did. And so we are trying to do something about that with making visitors' fees a little larger and charging for some things that were always free. And this is what I have gotten as a board member, some of the decisions that we have to make. I was a little bit nervous about becoming a member of the board. I am replacing Helen Hoover Huffman. She had served, well, she really hadn't served at all because she was ill, but it was about 2 months into a term, a three-year term for her, when I was asked to serve on the board. And I said I had to think it over because I didn't know just what it meant. But after investigating it, I decided, well, maybe I did have something to add to the board. And I said yes. Now, I don't know when my 3 years are up. I can't remember, but it's next year sometime, I think. I don't remember exactly when Helen Hoover Huffman, died. Did Mrs. Grove ever serve on the board?
No.
I know she was very interested in Renfrew, and I knew her early on in coming to Waynesboro, and she was a guide, and she came out and she did take people through. Some of the guides are nervous about giving the tour of the house, and I'm not nervous about that. You know, I've been a teacher and I always talk. And I enjoy it, and I like putting in the historical tour now something about the milk house and the Fahnestock barn and the Fahnestock house, to talk about it as a farmstead before I take people into the museum and give the tour there. The kitchen, you know, is more Pennsylvania German than anything else. The rest really represents Mrs. Nicodemus's collection, samples of her collection. Okay. My connection with the Fahnestocks is somewhat down the road, but it was my great-great-uncle, Peter, who was married to Nancy Royer. And Peter was the sister of Hannah Fahnestock, who was married to Jacob Foreman, who was my great-grandmother. Jacob Foreman and Hannah Fahnestock had a daughter who was Catherine Foreman, and she married a Ruthroff, and their daughter was Blanche Ruthroff, who was my mother. So that gives us the genealogy. And of course, I'm interested because Andrew was the son of a Peter, and that Peter was the son of Dietrich, D-I-E-D-R-I-C-H, who was the Fahnestock who came to this country from Palatinate, Germany. The Andrew, who was born in 1781 and died in 1863, who was the father of Peter, was the one who married Margaret Graver. And Andrew was also the forestayer, the pastor, out at Snow Hill for 40 years. And much as people hardly believe this, because they think of Snow Hill as always being the inhabitants being celibate, they were not, as evidenced by my great-great-grandfather having a number of children. In fact, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There were 7 children from that marriage. Now, one died in infancy, but there were 7 of them. I think of Renfrew lies in it being featured as a farmstead. There always will be people interested only in the decorative arts, but I think the Waynesboro people who have seen the Decorative Arts Museum many times, and for the children, that the future lies in developing Renfrew as a farmstead, considering the museum as the Royer farmhouse. Well, I fully support this. I do know that there are some people, and I can't even mention names, who feel that this is not the way for Renfrew to go, that Mrs. Nicodemus would not have wanted this. However, in my talking to Ed Miller, who seems to have known Mrs. Nicodemus better than anyone else, this would meet with her approval. that she was interested in displaying her collection of decorative arts, and that is what she was thinking about, that she did not have the idea of developing the farmstead to the extent that it has been developed thus far with the excavations, the renovation of Fahnestock Barn, the restoration, I should say, of Fahnestock Barn. And we are now beginning, with the amount of money we have left, to restore Fahnestock House. That will not be a restoration such as the museum, but with furniture, this kind of thing, but restoring the house so that people will be able to see what an 1805 house looked like, since it is earlier than the farmhouse. It's 1811 to 1830.